For the first time in 3 years, there's been a big drop in available jobs, which helps to explain why wage growth shrank a little earlier this week. The Australian economy shed 19,000 jobs in October, sending the unemployment rate back up to 5.3%, according to the Bureau of Statistics. Economists say the bleeding of jobs is largely due to the particularly challenging conditions in both the construction and retail sectors. As our business reporter David Taylor explains, it all increases the likelihood that policymakers will need to roll out extraordinary measures to keep the economy out of recession next year.
The government's jobs and growth mantra just took a hit. Deloitte Access Economics partner Chris Richardson sees bad news in the latest employment data.
At the start of 2019, unemployment rate was just a little under 5%, 4.9. It's now 5.3. That's bad. It's heading in the wrong direction.
BIS Oxford Economics chief economist Sarah Hunter says most jobs are being shed in the weakest parts of the economy.
What's happening in the construction sector around residential and the downturn there, and also the softness in retail.
The Bureau of Statistics has revealed that unemployment is up at 5.3%. Underemployment, or people who want more work, rose to 8.5%. Youth unemployment now sits at an 18-month high of 12%. More Australians gave up the search for a job, and total number of hours worked also fell. If Employment Minister Michaelia Cash is worried, she isn't letting on.
Every time I've stood here, I think for almost 3 years now, I have made the point that our employment figures jump around from month to month.
That prompted a swift rebuke from the Shadow Employment Minister, Brendan O'Connor.
Well, that sort of sounds like a non-answer from a minister who really doesn't have a clue.
The Coalition and Labor want the same thing: fewer people in the jobs queue and more pay rises for workers. The government says it has a plan.
This is why we have a $100 billion investment in infrastructure. Infrastructure projects, they create jobs. In excess of 250,000 jobs have been created, the majority of which are full-time jobs.
But economists worry some of the basic building blocks the government's using to develop its policy on jobs are unstable. Budget papers show the Coalition is expecting wages to grow by 2.75% later this financial year and 3.25% in 2020-2021. But recent job losses are actually leading to fewer pay rises, not more. Chris Richardson.
It's a challenge for families. It's a challenge for the budget too, which is assuming a faster pickup in wage gains.
Are you expecting Treasury to reduce or lower its forecasts for wage growth, to bring them more in line with reality?
Yes, they'll have to. Their wage forecasts have been in Wonderland for a while.
Economists are now calling for more economic stimulus to put the economy back on track. Sarah Hunter says there is now a stronger case for additional government infrastructure spending over and above what's already slated in the Ford estimates.
It would definitely absolutely help, and it would do more at this stage than further monetary policy easing.
Fewer available jobs and little to no hope of landing a decent pay rise might sound awfully bleak. But if the economy continues to falter, JP Morgan's chief economist reckons next year the Reserve Bank will bring out the big guns to fire a rocket under the economy, putting an end to much of the economic malaise.
We do still think it's going to be enough to get them to engage with quantitative easing probably towards the end of next year. So it does seem to us, like, the RBA is more likely than not to breach the realms of unconventional monetary policy.
Now, unconventional monetary policy, quantitative easing, I'm sure to many people it simply doesn't make much sense. What does it mean for average, everyday households in Australia?
That will mean lower mortgage rates for Australian households. And I suspect also for Australian exporters, we'll see a lower currency as a result of unconventional monetary policy.
Economist Sally Auld ending David Taylor's report.